In a week's time, the lobby of the United Nations Secretariat building, where I am now, will be bustling with world leaders, UN dignitaries, and the huge teams of UN staffers and diplomats that a high-level international event requires. Amongst those masses of people will be around 5,000 journalists. Isabelle Boyer has worked for 6 years in the UN's Media Accreditation Unit, which is known by the acronym MALU. Isabelle, journalists are an inquisitive and pushy bunch. How do you keep them in order?
Well, with a lot of difficulties. Actually, during the high-level week at the UN, we have our friends in security that are helping us tremendously to keep this bunch in place. But it's also a very close cooperation with the media, where we have to explain to them what's possible and what's not possible. And that's where the fun begins.
So how likely is it that the journalist will bump into a world leader and get a scoop?
Most likely they won't. The reality of today is that we try to give access, but from a distance. A TV booth, a photo booth, it's special areas that are reserved for the media. And that's how really they might be able to get a photo, to get maybe some footage. And of course, some press conferences. That would be really the closest they can get.
You've dealt with thousands of journalists here. What are they after?
Well, they are after the scoop. They are after trying really to get an interesting story, which means that some really interesting quotes from behind the scene, what is really happening, and that really is complicated. The UN is a bit of a maze, and trying first to go around this building is probably their first obstacle, especially if they're new to the United Nations.
And what's been the oddest request you've been able to fulfill?
People really think that they do have full access, because sometimes people come during the year, and during the year you don't have all these restrictions. And so we have a lot of people who come who are used to more access, and suddenly they don't. The people also sometimes come with weird requests or certain expectations, I should say, are the official press coming with a VVIP. They are used to be very close to really be able to follow that person, a president, a prime minister, and suddenly they can't. And that is really a big surprise to them.
And what do the presidents and prime ministers say about that? Because they want coverage in their own countries, presumably.
Coverage is possible for the VIPs, but again, within a certain manner, within certain restrictions of where they can go. It's not only their VIPs, it's a lot of other heads of states, and the personal photographer of one is not known to the other. So we have to really respect, the security, of course, guidelines, but also try to really ensure that everybody is really treated the same way. And sometimes it's saying, sorry, we can't do it for any of you.
The high-level debate begins next Monday. As is traditional, Brazil will be the first country to address the General Assembly. This is Daniel Dickinson at the United Nations in New York.